So I came into the studio this morning not in the best mood. I started venting. I saw you make a face. You almost said.
Yeah.
That's okay. I was just a little overwhelmed. Like I said, I was telling Kevin earlier, had a flat tire this weekend, did a lot of running around, was watching a whole bunch of kids, had to spend the night at my house last night with another homeschool kid, you know, so they can be part of stuff today. It's just, I'm tired. Starting my day tired, starting a week tired is never easy because you're already like, well, I feel behind. You feel like you've got so much stuff to do. All you have to do, and this is what I'm going to implement for myself today, because I still got to put together a lesson for Cub Scouts, got to do homeschool when I get home, after all this. Just ask yourself, what's the next step I need to take? Just what is the one next thing I need to do? Because me, let me just tell you how my mind works. I don't know if anybody else is like this, but I have everything all in a jumble all at once. I can't think about the next thing usually. I'm like, well, I have this and this and this and this to do. Well, how am I going to do it? And I'm going to be tired tomorrow, and it just starts. That's not a very helpful way of thinking. So just ask yourself, oh, what's the next thing I need to do? It helps a lot when you're overwhelmed. So let's say it's a weekend. It's 2 in the afternoon. You're still in bed. You haven't even gotten up yet because you're just not feeling it. Just ask yourself, what's the very next step that you have to do? Maybe get some food. Bring some of that energy back. The next step would be maybe a shower. Freshen up, make yourself feel good. Next step, just a small task. Pay one bill online. I did that this morning. I paid a bill while I was just sitting. I did. I paid one that's been looming over my head. Or make your bed. Just a little small thing. I know it's hard to get motivated when you're already having a hard day, but doing anything about it will help you feel better and not stagnate. If you just do the next thing you can without thinking about everything else, just do the next thing you can. No pressure, just a small step. You'll be able to look at this as a win at the end of the day. And big wins are not the result of one action, but like let's say you decide to do a load of dishes. You've been looking at the house, you haven't done anything. I'll do a load of dishes. That won't make a huge difference, but it will make a big difference in how you feel. Because when you get at the end of it, you're like, well, look at that. It looks a little nicer in the kitchen. That feels good. It doesn't have to be a big thing. And it certainly is not going to be everything all at once. You cannot do everything that you have to do this week all at once. Okay? So just do the next step. Because that means something. Get to the end of your day today knowing you moved the needle just a little bit. And you're going to feel better for it.